They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new era for Detroit.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. GM and Ford seem to be taking turns delivering heavy news to their employees. Yesterday, GM unveiled major changes to pension and health benefits. Then we found out Ford will offer buyouts to workers who lose their jobs in plant closures. Employees would get $100,000, but they'd have to give up all their benefits except pensions. Or they could choose a tuition reimbursement program, among other options. Both GM and Ford are laying off 30,000 workers in the coming years. We've seen a lot of signs that the housing market is deflating. The latest, luxury home builder Toll Brothers cut its earnings forecast for the second time in 3 months. Marketplace's Elisa Roth tries to read the tea leaves.
The Toll Brothers announcement comes close on the heels of a prediction by the National Association of Realtors. New home sales will drop by more than 8% this year, while sales of existing homes will fall by around 4%. Arthur Oduma follows home builders from Morningstar. He says Toll Brothers caters to an elite clientele, so the company isn't necessarily a bellwether. Still, he says, all home builders are facing similar challenges right now.
Obviously, you don't expect the demand for housing to continue at the record-breaking pace it has been on in the last, you know, 5 or so years. So there is a general slowdown, but it's not a bust, as a lot of people have been anticipating.
Oduma says uncertainty about interest rates in the market is leading to a slowdown in demand, but he says home prices are still climbing, albeit at a slower pace than they have been. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
If you think there are already too many Walmarts in this country, you won't like this next bit. The company plans to open 1,500 new stores, 350 of them this year. Walmart already has 3,200 locations. Just like to know where they're going to put them, on top of the old ones. Walmart's the target of a couple of new state laws in Maryland and New York. They require companies of a certain size to give employees a minimum level of health benefits. As Jeff Tyler reports, the retailers are fighting back.
The Maryland law applies only to companies with more than 10,000 in-state employees. In Suffolk County, New York, the law targets non-union retail grocers with over $1 billion in annual revenue. Both laws mandate minimum health care benefits, and both apply almost exclusively to Walmart. Walmart is a member of the Retail Industry Leaders Association, which filed suit to overturn the legislation. But spokesman Paul Kelly says these laws worry other businesses, too.
It erodes one of the central underpinnings of how they provide benefits. That's why our board voted unanimously to authorize this legal action.
Kelly says state laws are trumped by federal law, which allows retailers to provide uniform health care benefits across state lines. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
How much does an EAN cost? Apparently $11 billion. Drug maker Pfizer's putting its over-the-counter division up for sale. The division makes Listerine, Visine, and Dramamine. Oil prices fell, so did oil company stock. The Dow closed down 48 points to 10,749. The S&P 500 index fell 10 points to 1254. The NASDAQ dropped 13. Google was a big drag. It lost 4.5%. This is Marketplace. eBay is a household name in the U.S., so it's decided to make a run at Europe. But this won't be easy. Janet Babin reports from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
50 million of eBay's registered users are Europeans, according to the company, and they bought billions of dollars worth of stuff online last year. But the company says those numbers would be higher if it weren't for a few Europe-specific complications. Marcia Collier wrote the eBay for Dummies book series. She says eBay users rely on dependable postal service, something much of Europe is lacking.
If you ship a package to Italy, for example, it's really a crapshoot as to whether it's going to land at the destination or not.
Another deal-breaker is the labyrinth of tax systems winding through the various EU countries. Sales tax, for example, varies from 15 to 25%. Still, the company expects Europe to become one of its top growth sectors in coming years. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services. Thrivent.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know. Now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. General Motors unveiled a major overhaul yesterday of the way it does business. Among the changes, GM's probably switching from pensions to a 401k type plan. A lot of companies are doing that now, which means a new kind of retirement for many Americans, one with a lot less income. Here's Marketplace's Tess Vigeland.
Andy Mayer lives in the high desert of Southern California, nearly 5,000 feet above sea level.
We bought this land about 17 years ago, and my wife and I and the kids built this house.
Mayer is a field service technician with IBM, and this May marks his 30th year as an IBM employee. He planned to spend his golden years here, no more.
There just isn't any way with what we're looking at in terms of retirement now to stay here.
In early January, the company announced it was freezing all employee pensions at the end of 2007 and replacing them with 401k matching plans. Mayer says it was the final straw in a series of changes to the pension plan that ultimately reduced his retirement income by more than a third.
If you had time to stay with the company and keep putting part of your salary away that IBM in turn would match, it would help offset the reduction. That's only if you have time.
Mayer doesn't. He's 52 and says now he'll have to postpone his retirement and move to a cheaper state. It's a problem facing more and more employees of corporate titans. In just the last couple of months, Sprint, Nextel, Verizon, and Alcoa joined IBM in freezing their pension plans.
We've heard from employees that tell us that it feels like a kick in the stomach. They don't know what to do.
Karen Friedman is a policy director with the Pension Rights Center in Washington. She says some retirees will end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars less than they expected because companies say they can no longer afford the plans, so they're shifting the burden.
More and more, we're turning into a do-it-yourself savings society where employers are dumping plans. The majority of Americans may not be able to save enough to produce adequate income.
Companies argue that the low interest rates of the last few years have forced them to set aside more cash than they expected to. But Sylvester Schieber, a benefits consultant with Watson Wyatt, says there's another explanation, too.
Employers are like a lot of other people or entities. There's certain herd mentalities. I would not be at all surprised if we didn't see more prominent companies announce the same sort of thing.
It doesn't help that Congress has dragged its feet on pension reform. For now, pensioners have to find their footing with new financial realities. And for workers like Andy Mayer, the situation is even harder to swallow when your employer is doing well.
IBM, for the last year, made $8 billion in profit. The CEO is currently scheduled to make $75,000 a week in retirement. That's the equivalent to 230 of my retirements per year.
In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The Army likes to plan ahead.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people, of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.